And now Fluff Radio would like for you to meet the president.
Hello, I'm Andrew Jackson. I was the 10th president of the United States. I invented pens. And
no, you did not.
Wild and crazy kids.
Who invented the tousled hairstyle?
Which was right after I invented Dizzy Bat Baseball.
And the shower look.
And the shower. I am Hamuel Taft.
Howard Taft? Something like that.
Yeah, but we're friends, so call me by my nickname, Hamuel.
Because I'm fat. Ham. Just call me Hammy.
Ham. Just call me Hammy.
Some people would argue that you're the least effective president of all time.
Well, you know what I have to say to those people?
What?
You can't miss call me Hammy. You can call me Howard, because I don't like you. Bastards. Would you like to know what I invented as president?
I do.
I did not invent liposuction. Oh. I invented liposuction, where I just stick my lips in food and suck it.
I'm Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge?
And I have an anal retentive problem. I'm very particular and very anal retentive.
Mr. Coolidge, you do?
I don't like anything about outside the land. I'm president. Calvin Coolidge.
Herbert Hoover. I'm Herbert Hoover. I was a president from 1980, 12 to 17.
John Quincy Adams, the second president of the United States. To be a John Adams, and actually the, I think, fourth president of the United States, and the first and only president of the United States, who was actually a senator first, and after being president, became a member of the House of Representatives, or perhaps he was a member of the House of Representatives and then became a senator, something like that.
I'm Annie Sanders. I was president of knowing things about presidents.
I was president of presidents.
Oh, it's so great to have all these presidents in the studio.
Thanks, President of the United States of America.
I'm glad you guys all didn't mind sitting on top of...
I got a crazy beard! Abe,
get out of the way.
I have the beard!
Oh, God.
And I'm Skinner.
I told you guys, no Abraham. I said anybody with Abraham.
Who's that?
What was this?
Yeah.
I'm Johnson.
Which one?
Johnson.
Lyndon B. or Andrew?
Both.
Both?
We got a little messed together in the afterlife. So in the afterlife, they were like, what the fuck? You said I'm going to run president. This name's a name, so I gotta do something. But you know, so I'm going to be.
One of them came to power after Lincoln was shot, and one of them came to power after Kennedy was shot. Which one are you?
I shot them both.
Oh! Now we know who the third shot on the grassy knoll was.
That was my knoll, you saw.
I don't know about your knolls.
I have pretty nice
knolls. All I have eyes for is Beyonce knolls.
The ladies tell me I have nice knolls.
Yes, we have 42 of the 4017 presidents.
4017.
How many presidents actually are there?
I don't really know how many we're up to now.
You know all these random facts about presidents. You don't know how many we have?
I bet you 42 or 43.
Well, I'll bet you...
I like to pretend like the most recent president doesn't count.
He doesn't. I'm George W. Bush, and I invented that.
The shoulder laugh.
I'm George W. Bush, and I invented the extra clap at the end of the Friends song.
Delano Roosevelt was president during the Great Depression, and he was president all the way through World War II. Well, not all the way through, until he died anyway, at which point Harry S. Truman, whose middle name is actually only S and not anything that S might possibly stand for.
Like Samuel.
Which is why, if you're reading a book about Harry S. Truman, if they're correct, they won't put a period after the S, because it's not short for anything.
Truman never got his period.
Because, that be true. Because his mother thought that having a middle initial was important to being, like, a dignified individual.
But she couldn't think of a name because she was an idiot.
Yeah, pretty much. So he's just Harry S. Truman. So then he finished out World War II. Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, California.